the Nightbreed Show.
You are destroying your life with that, that garbage!
Jackalope 105 FM.
Oh, wow. Look at the chat room tonight. Welcome, JackalopeRadio.com, Jackalope 105 FM. Those of you listening in the chat room, well, this is going to be a while. Welcome, Draxel the Mod, Cat, my assistant. Quote me on that. Richard, Raysbury, Texas Teacher, SWB, Mike from Gus, Teddy, Red Cherry, Sparky Elk, Spooky, Raven, Kung Fu Lives, Andrea, Joe, Service Sid, Joe again, Ruth. Wow. Those of you listening to St. Louis, Missouri, Oklahoma City, Joplin, Missouri, Kansas City, Missouri, Northeast Texas, Dallas, Texas, all over this great world of ours, New York, Pennsylvania, England. Howdy, mate. Oh, that's Australia. Australia, too. And all over Europe. Welcome to the Nightbreed Show, everybody. I hope everybody had a excellent week. Oh, I know. Tonight we're going to do some bagging. That's what I like to call it. We got some bagging on some people. What did I tell you? What did I tell you last May? Somebody got busted. So we're going to talk about that tonight. Plus, there's a new one out there. It's going to be coming up in the next week or two. That is stealing from other people as well. So we're going to talk about that as well. And a whole lot of other good stuff tonight. So I appreciate everybody being here. And thank you for joining the show. And I shall see you next week. Oh, I love doing that to you. Screw you, Ghost Getter. Screw you, man. I come all the way here and waited all week and then you leave me. You'll get over it. So welcome, everybody, to the show, and I appreciate everybody. I hope everybody's had an excellent week, despite all the crummy stuff that's been going on for the past week and a half, week or so, 2 months, 3 months, 4 years, 5 years, 10 years, ever since the paranormal's gotten famous. Everybody started to take advantage of it in all kinds of ways. Stealing ideas, stealing people's stuff, coming up with frauds, fake phonies, anything they can think of, they've got it. So, what do we have here? And I'm sure some of these people are probably listening tonight. Frauds, phonies, fakes, everybody's probably checking out what I have to say. Going to talk about how my show sucks so bad. How terrible this show is. Coach Gator got nothing but a podcast. He sucks. And yet, you're going to be listening to my show again next week. Thank you very much. Just keep them ratings going up. I appreciate that. This one's for you, Scuzzball. So I appreciate everybody being here. Full house, I see, tonight. There's still, I know there's still can be some room put in here. But I would like to see how many people are listening that are not in the chat. That people listening to Jackalope Radio that are too afraid to get into the chat room. Or the people that are just going to see, is he going to talk about me? I know he is. Well, if you're a fraud, of course I'm going to talk about you. I said, if you think I'm going to talk about you, then you must be a phony. Yes, you're a phony.
You're a phony. Hey, this great big phony. That's right. You're a big fat phony. Hey, you know who lives in this house? A great big phony. That's right. A phony lives here. A big, fat phony.
You know, I think I need to have Richard go in front of John's house and just yell that, hey, you're a phony. A big, fat phony. Yeah, your mic is on. I'm sorry. I had it turned down.
Thanks for getting back to me.
I appreciate that. She's not important.
So you got a full house in chat.
See, Spooky don't care if I talk about her.
Yeah, she's cool that way.
Yeah, she's cool enough to where I can get a beat down on her. Bust down on her her St. Louis Rams season ticket holder. How are the Rams going to do this year? Chirp, 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 chirp. Yeah. Yep, that's what I expect to hear. three games in. That's all we're going to be hearing. I could see Spooky up there.
You are all just a bunch of losers.
Got that L up on her forehead. Yeah. Going on.
Bags on her head, you know.
Ray's doesn't care if you talk about her either.
Well, what have I got to say about... Yeah,
you're going
to
be known as the guy with the show that, I hope he talks bad about me, yay!
Yeah, really. Everybody's just waiting. He's going to mention my name. He's going to mention my name because I'm a fraud. I'll just be a fraud just so he'll mention my name.
Uh-oh, Kat said, you can talk about her, but don't mention the cats on rainbows.
Oh, that. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I forgot just, all about
I
that
love
one.
Them so much.
I forgot about that. Yeah. Where is that anyway? I think I have it somewhere around here.
Cat, this one's just for you.
No,
you asked
where
for
is it.
It?
I got to find that.
Can't let that go.
No.
Trust me.
I have it somewhere. You know what? I'm going to look for
a
search.
Anybody have a birthday?
I'm just going to look for it. There we go. There
we
it
talk
is.
Don't talk about you either, Sparky.
There it is. Oh, I found it.
This is my first attempt at a eHarmony video. It's my first time at online dating, so I'm nervous, but I'm excited at the same time.
Lose it.
Start talking about what I like and hope I get some replies.
Let's jump ahead.
So I am a recent...
You're gonna hear the rainbows.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm getting emotional.
Here we go.
I love Kat.
We love Kat too.
Sorry, I really love Kat.
Okay.
And
oh my god.
I just want to hug, but I can't because I'm crazy. I can't hug Kat.
Oh my god.
But I just want to. I want to.
I know.
Me too. I'm sorry. I get anytime I hear Kat, I love cats.
Woo!
I was so anyway, I am a cat lover. And I love to run. I'm sorry, I'm thinking about cats again.
It's okay. Let it out.
I think about home and how cute the other ears. And the nose. I just love them. And I want a basket. And I want a little bow tie.
Oh my god.
I want to be on a rainbow. And just in my bed. And I just want a house full of them to roll around. I can't. I can't.
Kat hates me when I do that. That's the first time in chat in 4 years that I've seen her say a cuss word in the chat room. It's the first time. She must really be mad. I'm wasting Spooky's time. Oh, wow. Anyway.
Spooky, you did that once. What, you were the cat lady or you did an eHarmony video? Oh, rolled around on the floor with cats.
Yeah. Bow ties on a cat. Oh man. Anyway. Wow. Enough of humor, I guess. Everybody's like, why are you gonna start talking about me? I just want you to talk about me. Okay. Last May, here we go. Last May, May 23rd is what I have the audio on. So it was around May 20th, May 23rd, somewhere around there. I get a message from Ruth in my open mic, keyword, Facebook, keyword, The Nightbreed Show, open mic. Join us, won't you?
Plug,
anyway.
Plug.
Plug, plug. Anyway, I get a message from Ruth and Faith. Check this guy out and tell me what you think about him. She did not say that he was bad. She did not say that he was good. She did not say anything. She said, tell me what you think about him. Pretty much, that's all she said. I get in there, not 5 minutes in, 5 minutes in May, I can tell that this guy is the giant size fraud. A big fraud.
Yeah, I remember you looked at it.
Like I got on
a few seconds, and you're like, "This guy's a fake."
Yeah, because he was with the microphone all over the place, you know, doing that,
and with the roof is on fire.
Okay, and he was claiming it was a demon. I'm like, I don't know anybody in this world, physically or spiritually, that likes that song anyway. So. and then I recorded a piece of it because he claimed I was in bed all night. I did not do anything on the camera or the microphone. I did not do anything on the microphone because I was in bed all night. But explain this recording here, because this is a piece of the recording where he claims he was in bed all night, but yet he's yelling at his dog after he does the Zozo demon thing. Okay. Now watch. He's going to yell at his dog. Wait. Okay. I don't know what he said there, but...
Rocky, cut it out. Rocky, leave it alone.
Okay. That's him playing with the microphone. I guess Zozo plays with the mic.
Sparky. Be good.
Yeah. No, the dog was Rocky, I guess.
No, Sparky's saying it sounds like something.
Oh.
Else. Not the dog.
Oh.
Not the
but,
never mind. Just read the chat.
But anyway, I go in there and I say, okay, so he's being a Zozo demon, but yet the Zozo voice has changed to, Rocky, cut it out, yelling at his dog. And then back to the Zozo thing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. And then he says, I was asleep all night. It wasn't me. So I'm asking him, explain this.
Rocky, cut it out. Rocky, leave it alone.
I guess he thought that he had the mic turned down or something. So I was in there 5 minutes hearing his microphone, and I said, this is a fake. This is a fake. This is a fraud. You know, 5 minutes in, he starts banning people. You know, well, I guess his mods at the time, whatever, starts banning people. Ruth is gone. This person's gone. This person's gone. This person's gone. This person's gone. But I wasn't banned. I think before I left, I said, in the first place, you know, you need to get your mess straight. And I was pretty much giving him hell. And then... He brings, you know, after he leaves the chat room, everybody left the chat room in his channel. I guess he didn't realize that I was recording what he was saying as far as talking about me and my show. He gets pissed off about what we were talking about. And then listen to what he says.
All right. Now that all the cockroaches have left. Wait a minute. I got one left. I got one more left.
He didn't realize I was recording him.
All right, that's my last cockroach. Now that all the cockroaches are gone, this is for all my mods. When I go to bed and this crap happens, don't take none of their shit and ban them. I don't give a shit. I'm so sick of this shit, it ain't funny anymore. I'm so sick of this crap. I mean, it seems like every night I go to bed, they got these trolls, all these trolls.
I'm a troll now. I was a cockroach, now I'm a troll. He's talking about my show.
Everybody knows you're fake.
Talking about Ruth.
Damn hands over there with all the other ones. Anybody else that follows Ruth, you ban them too. I mean, you know, this ain't a number game for me. I've got Sid, I've got Richard, I've got
Amanda.
You know, if you are the ones
that's
following,
it.
I got you guys. I don't need anybody else. I don't need any of these fruitcakes.
I don't need nobody, man. I just need you. The roof is on fire. The roof is on fire.
No. Hell, I can't even go to bed without some kind of boom crap happening.
That's him hitting the mic.
This is just
freaking crazy. Freaking crazy how many people come out and call me a fraud. Even though I am a fraud, but it's amazing how many people, you know, call me names and stuff.
He sounded like he wasn't sober.
He probably wasn't.
There ain't no more second chances. Everybody that had a second chance is gone.
Gone.
And what the heck is a Zozo demon?
We've been letting this stuff go on too long, guys.
I think it's a certain type of demon that terrorizes people.
Like,
but there's a real guy that's actually investigating the phenomena that he stole his pictures from, that he stole his stuff from, and then everybody was saying that guy's a phony, that guy's a fake, but I'm thinking, okay, now you're the one making up voices, and you're the one making up throwing your Sylvester Stallone lip on camera, your Sylvester Stallone lip, the roof is on fire. Adrian, the roof is on fire. Is it the Zozo demon or the Sylvester demon?
Oh, my God. Ruth and the rest of her trolls all.
Trolls. Now I'm back to being a troll. Oh, yeah. I was always a troll. Not a cockroach. Cockroach. This is great here. You're going to love this.
I think when the... When the guy from the breeder show comes or whatever, we're gonna go over there. We'll go over there and sit in that chat room and tell him what a piece of shit he is.
Is that a threat?
Yeah, it's a threat. I'm a piece of crap now.
But I don't want to do that because that'll make us like him.
That I don't want to do that because that will make me just like him. Okay. Oh, that's lovely. That will make me just like him. And how does that make me just like you?
And what are you exactly?
I am the ZZ demon.
The roof is on fire.
No, I'm more the Zozo the clown demon. The roof is on fire. I'll start juggling.
Ruth and her troll followers.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
We accept them all on the breeder show.
And, you know, when I talked about this on the show in May and June, man, it seems like last week. I picked, you know, and I give credit to Quote Me on that because he's the one that picked it up perfectly about Sling Blade. Does he not sound like this guy?
I'm the only insane son of a bitch here. Just get the fuck out of my house now.
Not your house, Doyle. It's Linda's.
Doyle.
I will kill you if you talk to me again. Now, all of you, get the fuck out now before I get too mad to turn back.
What about our instruments?
Oh, I need him to say his trolls.
Come here, you prick. All y'all, now get the f*** out. Come on, you motherfuckers. Get the f*** out. Randy, you cunning son of a bitch.
He's yelling at the chat room.
Go practice,
this is
Randy.
The movie, right?
Yeah. this is not actually
Lord,
John.
Jesus, get the out of here.
And I'll say John.
God damn it.
Say right.
Compare and contrast time, people.
Hey, is something wrong?
There's Richard right there. If I, yeah, there's Richard in the chat room.
Say right.
Right there, listen. It's Richard.
Hey, is something wrong with you?
Get the
nobody wants to take this man.
Docs look good on paper. You don't sing them anyway. You're just showing your true hair is color now.
Stay out of my goddamn face,
what?
You buzzard.
Oh, that's lovely.
Hey! I said, get out of my house.
Sling blade?
That
yeah.
goes for
sling blade.
And retards. Now get up off your asses and go. Come on.
Now listen.
All right. Now that all the cockroaches have left. Now that all the cockroaches.
There we go. There we go. Let's play them both together.
This is
the
same
right.
Here we go.
We don't got no
now that all the cockroaches have left.
We don't need
now that all the cockroaches. Wait a minute. I got one
we
left.
We don't need it.
One more left. All right. That's my last cockroach. Now that all the cockroaches are gone.
I'm not on the same son of a bitch here.
On my mind.
Get the f*** out of my
I go to bed and this crap happens. Don't take none of their s*** you man.
I will kill you if you talk to me again. Now, all of you, get the f*** out now before I get too mad to turn back.
I'm sick of this crap. It seems like every night I go to bed, they got these trolls. All these trolls come in here and they weren't talking.
Get out.
They weren't talking.
All of y'all.
And I'm going to tell you who brought them
out.
In here. And you know who you
come
are.
Come on, you mother.
And Ruth, if you're still there, you know you did it.
Get the f*** out.
Because you're the one that sent me to that guy and showed you.
Oh, Lord. So now, come July, and I've pretty much given this up because I was going after somebody else for being frauds, and they are, because they got people that are frauds helping them out. Fraud helping a fraud. Yeah, that's great. But now someone tells, you know, I get a text message and all that. You got to come check this channel out. Somebody busted the Zozo guy on camera. Now, I'm watching this, and I'm thinking, how in the world is this guy not... Is he that stupid to do this on camera?
Yes.
Did somebody put a hidden camera in there? How can he do that himself? Because he's blatantly showing how much of a bonehead he's being. And I'm watching this, and I'm thinking, okay, so he does the Sylvester Stallone lip, trying to throw his voice and everything else. I seen him hit the mic, which tells me it's what I said is true about hitting the mic and everything. And then he starts faking evidence around his house. He throws, I guess, a basketball across the room, make it look like something's being thrown. I mean, some of this stuff is like blatantly... fraudulistic, I guess is a word for it. I don't know if that's a word, but
what gets me is that it was so evident. It's so evident it was fake to some people, but to other people, they believed him.
How do you not see that? How do you honestly think that a demon is going to stand out there and start singing "The Roof Is on Fire"? That I mean, on cue. I mean. Is this guy trying out for American Idol or what? I mean, come on. I mean, it's not that easy. I've said it before. You're lucky you can get investigated, play 16 hours, and you get an EVP of that's it. Mm-hmm. And you're telling me that this guy has a voice. It just works on cue and just. And that's the first thing I'm thinking when I first entered the room in the first place. And then as soon as I hear him hit the microphone, I said, okay, this guy is full of poopy. I mean, he's full of it.
Yeah.
And
I remember you spotted it right away. I remember you watch it and you're like, this guy's fake. Look at this. Look at that. You spotted all these things really quick.
And so he gets busted.
But a lot of people believed him, or they were just really ready to believe things like that.
Well, yeah, and well, most of it I can understand.
Zozo's trying out for American Idol. That's what Spooky said.
So they were. I think what they were trying to do is they were trying to help the guy out more than anything, and they wanted to believe it. And maybe they just got deceived in believing it because they wanted to believe it so much that they got deceived into it. I mean, come on. This guy is a fraud. This is a blatant fraud.
Someone's saying, must be starving for attention. Is that service?
That's a good word for it, because I wouldn't think it would be anything else but somebody starving for attention. I mean, come on.
This is when you get, you know, you're trying to do a show, you try to have a group, you try to be legit. There's a lot of groups out there trying to be legit, and it's people like this guy
right. That
just throws everything away. Any progress it's made is just gone back because people like him lie and make up stories for attention.
I could not believe what I was saying, and then I just let it go. I let it drift away and didn't say much of anything about it because, you know, everybody's going to believe what they want to believe and do what they want to do, I suppose. But then then this pops up and everybody's like, does a complete 180 toward this dude, because all of a sudden I'm wondering what changed your mind all of a sudden. Was it this video? Because I said it on my show what he was doing, throwing his voice, hitting the mic, you know, doing whatever you do, you know. But I could not believe what I was seeing. I can't believe what I'm seeing. So this guy Jeff, who created this Paranormal Police 2 page, it was I'm not even sure that's even his real name, John. I call him now Mimic the Fraud Mimic.
And why is that?
Because he mimics a voice, and he's
is
a fraud.
His name?
His first name is Minnick. Or last name
mimic.
Is Minnick.
Oh, okay.
So I call him Minnick the Fraud Mimic.
Oh, okay. He probably likes that.
He probably does.
Yeah. I mean, look here. You have a whole show about him.
Not a whole show. And you know, what really gets me is now everyone, when I go into the chat room of this, you know, this situation, all this stuff going on, everyone all of a sudden wants a piece of him. Everyone all of a sudden wants him to be on the show, do this, do that, whatever it is. And I'm sitting there thinking, oh, no. You know, where were you a month ago when I mentioned this? You not believe anything I tell you when I tell you this is going on? Where were you a month ago? Now everybody wants a piece of him. You know, I got to give Fred a lot of credit, because he's busted this guy down big time. And what he did was he called and acted like a psychic and everything, and found out his name. He is the founder of Darlington, South Carolina, founder paranormal, I guess. Doesn't really matter, because that one's pretty much going out the window now. He's not going to be worth a flip after that. But I don't know why or what Fred was thinking when he saw him or heard him. I don't know what made him call him up one day and act like a priest or whatever and see if he can get rid of it, but he knew it, there was nothing there. I don't know what caused him to do that, but I sure am glad that happened. But I feel sorry for the people that have been following this guy for a long time. I feel sorry for the people that want to help him out, because now I got this 20-minute phone call that he did when he called him. And here in this phone call, he says, what did he have? What did I have, 10 people in chat? What did I have, 3 or 4 mods? And I don't give a bleep about these people anyway. In other words, he doesn't care. And then the fact that he said, this is just a big fat joke to me. It's funny. I'm just laughing at the whole thing. He's saying he made a mockery of the people that were helping him. He made a mockery of this field, and he made a mockery of everything about it.
Yeah, I remember you're playing that, and I heard it, and it sounds like he was like people were saying they were seeing things in his house, and so he just started going with the flow and leading them on to making the noises and everything to pretend that it was whatever it was they claimed to be seeing. It sounded like he was just kind of like teasing them.
Right.
Like he did it because they were making stuff up that he didn't believe, and that, okay, well, I'm going to do this just to show them or something like that.
Right.
And he did say that he didn't care about them.
And that's, yeah, I don't know if that was caught by the listeners or the people listening to that phone call. I don't know if that was caught at all. But when he said that, because he kind of said it when, sort of when the guy was talking, when Fred was talking. But I kind of wonder if that was skipped over. He didn't realize that he said that. Didn't realize that he said he didn't care about the people in chat. And that he thought it was one big fat joke to him. In other words, he was mocking people.
Well, I heard it.
Yeah.
It wasn't that hard to pick up.
But.
And I was only halfway listening.
Yeah, and that disgusted me. That disgusted me when somebody did that. Here's one part of the video. This is audio here. He puts his hand. He shows both of his hands. And one hand goes down. And you see a shirt around the shoulder move. And then he puts his hand. He talks about how his shirt got pulled and everything. And then he puts his hand back down again. And he starts yelling that his shirt got pulled again. This is all on video. You can see his hand go under the table. But he's such bad acting the way he looks. He acts like unbelievable. He's in shock. But then he picks up his drink and starts drinking it like, like, it's just another day on the job.
All evil spirits that have lost their legal rights, I command that you leave me and now and go wherever Jesus sends you. In Jesus' name, amen. It just pulled my shirt again. It just pulled my shirt again.
He sounds like a little kid.
He looked like it when he did that video. I looked at that video and I thought, what a scumbag.
He needs to look at that show with the Bilbo guy. What's his name?
Zach Baggins.
Baggins. Bilbo.
Bilbo Baggins.
Making fun of his name. He needs to look at that show to learn how to do the drama. Like
Aaron. Right.
Dude.
Yeah. He needs to learn how to act with the dude and all that. He needs to learn how to do that. You're right. And, you know, I called this guy out in May or June. I called him out. He shows up in my chat, and he's still lying about it. And here's the kicker, okay? In this phone conversation, he actually goes after Tim to throw everybody off of his own screw-ups, right? He tries to take the focus off of his failing by putting it on somebody else. This is brilliant, okay? Here I am in this chat room talking to him. And this is great. You want to talk about fraud, blind leading the blind, pot calling the kettle black, fraud leading the fraud, Pied Piper and his mice. I go into this chat, and I'm over here talking to John, still not believing his bogus, whatever he's trying to do. And the reason I went in there is because he was playing Night Watch Radio's playing shows from Jackalope. And I wanted to make sure that he's got to have a copyright to be doing that because Todd wouldn't be happy with it. Or me in some certain cases. I really don't care because it's advertising. And I get in there and I'm discussing with Amanda goes in there, whatever, this whole bunch of stuff goes on. And then he starts bringing up Tim, complaining about Tim, arguing with Tim, calling him all kinds of names, doing whatever, calling him a fraud and a phony. Here's a great thing about it, and this seems to always happen. Right when I said, okay, guys, I'll see you later, I'm going to leave, as soon as I clicked off and left the chat room, guess who shows up? Right after I left the room.
Who?
Tim shows up and starts arguing with him about, oh, you got something to say about me and all this stuff,
really?
And so what gets me is this John guy starts to change his entire tune. He went from, I hate his guts, to, hey, man, you and me are pretty good. We used to be pretty good friends and or whatever. And, you know, I respect you as blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you're so full of it. It's not even funny. And why is it when I'm over here talking about frauds and I have evidence on these frauds, as soon as I leave the room, bam, he shows up. Because he knows damn well if they got into an argument with each other, I would say, hey, you don't have the right to be talking because of this, 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 and that. So you don't have a right to be saying nothing about anybody because I know a lot of stuff that you were doing that is just as bad as he is. So that could be the reason. I don't know. Maybe it's just a massive coincidence. But I thought that was funny. It would even be even funnier if I see, you know, all these other people showing up in there after I show up. And then as soon as I get back on there, they all leave. Okay, have a good night. And I'm thinking, boy, these people sure are running amok in this field. I mean, it's to the point now where I'm just getting so damn tired of seeing these people running amok everywhere. And I got this one woman now stealing people's copyrights for Paranormal Society's conventions and everything
else.
Don't
we know her?
Not the same lady. Somebody
else. Oh,
really?
Seriously? Right. There's another one?
And I told... And
you're reading?
Yeah. And I told a few people, I said, that sounds familiar. Somebody did the same thing to me.
Are they sure it's not the
me.
Same person?
Yeah, I'm sure. I already looked her up. But so there's a lot of stuff on this woman I'm going to get after here pretty soon as well.
And then she'll just steal your show.
She wouldn't know how to be the ghost getter.
She's not breeder material.
Yeah, she'll call herself the ghost galler.
She doesn't have breeder qualities.
Yeah. She had surgery. She don't have breeder qualities. But, you know, I got this phone call where he called in. I guess Fred called him to explain himself. And I thought this
he
is...
He called him out is what he was
Yeah,
saying.
He called him out. And
yeah,
he
just wanted, hey, just apologize.
Jumping the
just
subject.
Say you're sorry. Just
changing
admit it.
Changing
caught.
This, changing that, blaming everybody else, blaming the people in chat. Hey, if it wasn't for them, they convinced me that there
is
was a demon in my
see,
house.
When I'm listening to all that, I'm like, is this a child? It's like, are you sure this guy is fully developed? Because I hear kids at school that try to, you know,
ADD.
Make up stories as they go along to throw off the fact that they didn't do what they were supposed to or messed up or lied. You know, you could just hear it in the tone.
ADD.
Not even that. I'm just saying, just not,
now what gets
not
me,
firing up there.
What I found funny is the fact that he blames his people, his mods, for his own haunting in the house. They had me convinced that it was this and that going on. They had me convinced it was a demon in my house. I'm like... And then it's funny because Fred said, but you live there.
And a mature, grown man. You know, if you're a grown, mature man, would you be that easily convinced in your own house?
To be honest with you, the whole...
Everything's just crazy.
The whole way he did the whole...
Sound like he's...
The whole way he did the entire Zozo thing...
There's something just not
it
right.
It sounded almost as if the guy... I was sitting there thinking, to be honest
Zozo.
With you... The first time I actually went into that chat room, I was actually thinking that the guy was probably from high school.
Yeah, he does sound very, very immature.
It sounded like somebody in high school playing around. That's what I was thinking. It was probably some 16-year-old playing around with a microphone. And then I saw the guy's in his 40s. I'm like, of course, on his profile, he states that he's 58. He even lies about his age.
Wow. Sparky says he has haunted bologna in his fridge. Yeah, that haunted bologna travels because it's been in my fridge.
Maybe that's
sometimes.
What he was yelling at the dog for. Get out of that or something. I don't know what it was. But let's see, did I have... Okay, I got that one. Let's see if I what this one is. Because I think... I don't know if this is the shirt one. Or a different one. This might be a different one. Oh. You're kidding me.
Ow. Damn. Something just pinched me on my shoulder, guy. Did you see my... Did you see it go up? It went up.
See how fake that is?
My shirt just went up like that. It went like that.
Wow.
Did everybody see my shirt get pulled? Did everyone see my shirt just get pulled? I'm not saying
it. His shirt got pooed. Did everyone see his shirt get pooed?
Pooed? Pooed? Where's he from?
I don't know.
South Carolina?
South Carolina, I guess.
Is that how they say poo?
Did everybody? Did everybody
he
see?
Got pooed.
Did everybody see his
yeah, it
shirt?
It sounds like pooed. It must be the
yeah.
Carolina accent.
His shirt got pooed. I thought that was spaghetti stains.
Damn. Something just pinched me on my shoulder, guy. Did you see it go up? It went up.
It went up. See, he's laughing about it.
My shirt just went up like that. It went like that.
He thinks it's a joke.
Did everybody see my shirt get pulled?
His shirt got pulled.
Did everyone see my shirt just get pulled? I'm not saying anything else, man. I'm pissing it off too much.
Yeah, right. Whatever.
All right, Fred. I'm trying. All evil spirits that have lost their legal rights, I command that you leave me and now and go wherever Jesus sends you. In Jesus' name, amen. It just pulled my shirt again. It just pulled my shirt again.
It might be a dirty bird.
In Jesus' name, amen. It just pulled my shirt again. It just pulled my shirt again.
What a phony.
Holy. Fred. Fred, I'm not reading no more of that, dude. I ain't reading no more of that. I gotta let that be for a minute, man. It's pulling my shirt.
Yeah. It pooed his shirt. There he goes again. Oh, wow. Cannot believe that.
You're a phony. Hey, this guy's a great big phony. That's right. You're a big fat phony.
Kind of sounds like
you know who lives in this house? A great big phony. That's right. A phony lives here. A big fat phony.
Yeah, that does sound like him, doesn't it?
All evil spirits that have lost their legal rights, I command that you leave me and now and go wherever Jesus sends you. In Jesus' name, amen. It just pulled my shirt again. It just pulled my shirt again.
The Nightbreed Show. Jackalope 105 FM.
Welcome back. Wow. Can you believe that? You can tell that it's not even real. Just by the way he says that. That's outrageous, man. That's probably the most outrageous stuff that I've seen in a long, long time. Very long time. Welcome back to the show. Welcome everybody in chat. Welcome Draxel the Mod, Cat my assistant. Troll me on that. The Mod. Richard Raisbury, Texas Teacher, Squirrel, Kinky Cat, Mike from Gus, Ted G, Red Cherry, Sparky Elk, SWB, I guess, Spooky, Raven, Who, Kung Fu Liz, Ruth Andrea, Joe, Service Sid, Joe, and two people in chat, again, for the fourth week in a row, and not telling me who they are, hiding in my chat room, like always. Welcome to the show. Hopefully it's not one of those people to say, well, your show sucks, Ghost Getter, even though I listen to you every week. Thank you. And welcome back. Oh. So welcome back to the show, everybody. There's a phone conversation that Fred, when he called him out, and I'm not going to play it all. I'm going to try to play the good parts here because this is a 20-minute conversation. And I, you know, it's kind of overmodulated, so forgive me for the loud parts in it. I couldn't help it. But I did raise the voice up of John, if that's his real name, so everyone could hear it better, what he's saying. And maybe that's why a lot of people didn't get what he said, because his voice was kind of low when he said it. So I'm surprised when he called up, he didn't get Zozo on the phone. Hello. Or hello. Zozo, I swear, sounds like a clown. So check this out. This is great. Oh, and by the way, this first part is priceless. It's when he answers and he realizes who's on the phone and he goes, damn.
Yeah.
Hello, Johnny.
Damn it.
Hello, Johnny. Damn it.
Hey, Fred.
Hey, Fred. Hey, Fred. He's automatically trying to explain himself as soon as he answers that phone. You notice that? Fred, listen. And how many times does he say Fred in this phone conversation? Fred. Oh, come on, Fred.
That's a
little... He sounds like...
Barney?
Yeah, Barney. It kind of sounds like when you cheated on your wife or your husband and you're trying to... Let me explain.
That's going overboard.
Is it now?
I'm talking about the deaths in my family. That's taking it too far.
Well, how do we know you're telling the truth? Everything you've done is a lie.
What, did my uncle die?
Yeah, you could have been lying.
And I had to edit out a lot of the cuss words.
You could have been mudbogging for all I know. You've been lying.
Fred. You know what, you sound Fred. Like an intelligent,
when
you and I talk, you sound really intelligent, man.
Intelligent enough to lie to?
No, but listen, man, I have respect for you, man. I really did, man.
You did? Then why'd you lie to me and make me a fool?
Fred,
let me explain.
Where do you go from there?
Fred!
You made me a fool, and you saying that you respect me. Where do you go from there?
Okay, now that didn't sound right. You said you respect me. Okay, I'm sorry. Fred, let me explain, Fred.
Okay. Now, listen, I expected you in the very beginning when you sat down and you talked to me, dude. Listen, Fred. You can put on that what you want to put on there, but I mean all that other. That's bull, Fred.
I want Fred to count how many times he says Fred.
All right. Well, here's the deal. I'm willing to take everything off. Okay? And I mean everything. You have no idea the lengths that I went to get you all over the internet. And it's not just YouTube. It's not just Facebook. You got a Twitter account. You got a MySpace. You are all over the internet. You got sites that you probably don't even know exist. But let me tell you, I'm willing to take it all off if you go ahead, make up a channel, and make a public apology stating that this was all a fake, that you did it because you thought it was just funny, or whatever you want to say, but you gotta make a public apology. That's the only way I'm gonna take it all off.
I'll tell you what I'll do. You make a channel making a public apology for my. I'll send you the obituary, you prick.
What? You were mudbogging. Don't try to convince me that your uncle died. You were mudbogging.
I went mudbogging.
That's what you did.
Mudbogging.
Yes, you did.
I went mudbogging with my friend before my fucking uncle died.
So that's what you do before your family dies?
What am I supposed to fucking do? Sit around and be a fucking vegetable? Are you nuts?
Don't you mourn your own family? You're an investigator, a paranormal investigator.
What are you, Fred? What are you?
I wasn't a paranormal investigator. I never said I was. I never said I was a fourth down martial artist either. You said all these things.
I swear this sounds so high school.
I didn't brag about being a martial artist. You brag about being a martial artist?
I never even said I was a martial artist. You did, though. Told me how everything, all the competitions, all the tournaments, come on.
Yeah, and it's the truth.
It is the truth. How do I know that? You've been lying the whole time, John Minnick.
Well,
Minnick the Mimic.
Why don't you do this to Timmy Boy? What? I mean.
Now he's blaming it on Tim.
Look at his video. Watch him scratch himself and tell me what you think of that.
Okay. Why is Timmy so important? Why do you want to distract?
Oh, wait a minute here. He said, look at the video of Tim scratching himself. Scratching himself where? Michael Jackson does it all the time in his videos. It don't mean it's fake.
Why do you want to make me focus somewhere else when you are the one that made me the fool?
Fred. Everyone
Fred.
Bob, you got in your room. Every one of them were on the same damn bandwagon.
Okay, let's just put the mods aside. Let's put the mods aside. Let's just look at the facts. You, John Minnick, made me a fool. Don't you think?
How'd I make you a fool? Did you believe it in the beginning?
Yes, John.
How did I make you a fool?
Because you fooled people into thinking that your house is haunted, that you needed help, that you were in a crisis, John.
Well, my house is haunted, Fred. There was a girl murdered in this house, Fred.
Fred.
Are you still lying here? Why are you still lying?
Fred, you do what you need to do, bro. You know, make I don't know what you want to make a name for yourself, whatever you want to do, dude.
I already have a name for myself.
Well, that's fine. I'm proud of you, Fred.
I don't need your destruction to make the name. I already had the name. But you went overboard with your bullshit. And now you're paying for it. And you don't like it.
I don't care, Fred. It doesn't bother me, dude. You guys are making me f***ing laugh.
See? There he is, right there. Making it, he's saying it's all a joke to him. He doesn't care. You guys are making me laugh. It's a mockery to him. He doesn't care. He's making fun of this whole field and the people in it. That's all he's doing.
You went overboard with your bullshit. And now you're paying for it. And you don't like it.
I don't care, Fred. It doesn't bother me, dude. You guys are making me f***ing laugh. I haven't laughed this hard, and I don't God knows how damn long, Fred.
It doesn't sound like you're laughing to me, John. Doesn't sound like you're laughing to me.
He won't be laughing now.
When you make it personal and you bring my family into it, yeah, Fred, that little upsets me a little bit because, you know, my uncle lived 72 years and he died in a pretty not nice way, dude. You know? I mean, I've got maybe a year left, you know what I'm saying?
How do I know that's true? Don't you see where I'm going with this? Everything you've done is a lie. Why would I believe what you're saying to me? To get sympathy?
Fred, I don't care what you believe. You understand? I don't care what you believe.
Yeah, that's the point. He doesn't care about nobody.
I don't know that! How do I know that? You lied! How do I know that your family's different? You lied. You lied, John.
I don't know what else to tell you, Fred.
Yes, there's one thing you can do, John. One thing. Make a channel. Give a public apology, and you're off the hook.
Or scratch yourself.
I don't give a shit, dude. I don't give a shit.
He doesn't care.
Don't answer the other ones, man. Hey, how many frauds are out there, Fred? How many frauds do you think are out there?
So you are?
No, how many frauds?
I know one big one that is.
I have actually went after a lot of them. You are just the most... You are just the most connected to me because you got me to help you.
Have you went after Tim?
Yes. Why do you see he's not broadcasting anymore?
And why do we care?
Oh, come on, dude.
He's in the shadows.
You want me to tell you that? You want to... see, you're not going to believe me because I'm supposed to be you.
Tim's in too big of a league for you, dude.
What?
Is that what it is? Maybe the thing is, he's in too much of a big league for you. Maybe his methods are way more convincing than yours were. You talked into the mic! Did you forget it was on?
Yeah, but he's still a fake.
dude, the mic sits there all the time.
You said you didn't have a mic.
I did too, Doc. I said I have.
You were asked if you had a microphone. You said no. You were asked, is the mic working? You said no.
He told me that he was going to sleep. He told me that he was not in the room, that he was in bed all night. That's what he said. And now he's saying he didn't have a mic, and then he says he does have a mic. Is he trying to get rid of the fact that he had a mic and just was caught bumping it like I caught him doing it?
Dude, I have two damn computers. I use one sometimes with the mic, and I use another one without the mic.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I've got two computers, okay? The computer that I use with the mic is my daughter's computer. I don't get to use it all the time. So I have the other one. That is kind of a shitty one that I have to use when I don't use the other one. So then I have to use that one. So it's no big deal, Fred.
There he goes with his Zozo voice. And I don't have to use that one, Fred. And I have to use the old one, Fred. And I use the new one, Fred. And there's one that's a piece of crap, Fred.
Look, you do what you gotta do, man. You're not bothering me.
All right. I'm giving you the opportunity, and you're turning it down. That's what you're telling me. I'm giving you the opportunity, and you're just spitting on it.
Fred, make a fool of yourself, dude. I don't care.
Okay.
Well, you gotta be kidding me. He has the nerve to tell him, make a fool of yourself? How is he making a fool of himself? That's what I want to know.
It doesn't seem like you like it when I send all of the friends and relatives and all that stuff, everything about
you. They're doing what they have to do, dude. They already know that.
Yeah, he's Yogi Bear.
Yeah, well, but they also got a link to this channel, so most of them are actually coming in to see you in your full glory.
I hope not. I don't want to see him in his full glory.
Uh-huh. I know enough that you have a lot more in store that's coming up, and you have no idea how much the future has passed you by.
Whatever, Fred. Have fun, man.
So, before you go, John, just between you and me, you were faking the whole time. Because that's what I saw, that's what I caught, that's what everybody is seeing. You were faking the whole time, between you and me. You were faking the whole time.
Between me and you, I am not saying nothing, dude.
No, he's not going to admit it.
You brought the ones in to show them for themselves, dude. You got close-ups, you've got your arrows, you got your pointers, everything that you needed to do, man. If you all going to think it's fake, it's fake. I can care less.
So you're at the I can care less stage instead of the, all right, I'm going to be honest stage. You'd rather just be I can care less than be honest, because you don't want to look like a fool, right?
Well, the thing of it, I'm not going to broadcast anymore, Fred. I'm not doing it before I even did this, Fred, man, I've been in other bull rooms, dude. You know, and I know how it goes with mods and other people and the other bull, man. It ain't worth it anymore. It ain't, you know, it ain't. Fred, you got your way, you shut me down, whatever. Be happy, dude. I don't care. It's just a freaking little damn show, dude.
Yeah, but the point is that you're lying to people, John. You're not doing just a little show. This is about people, buddy. People.
Fred, how many people I got in my room at one time?
People are people.
No, John.
Half of them.
And people need people,
John,
too.
If you had one person in your room that wasn't connected to your little fraud, that one person matters, John.
That's exactly what I was saying. I don't care if you have 10,000 people or one person or nobody at all. If somebody sees you doing it, you're going to thwart and warp their mind so badly. You know, and somebody out there needs serious help, and somebody out there is looking for comfort, or somebody that is going through the same problem. And there are people out there that are going through this problem for real. Find somebody like that on the internet. Lives up to the fact that it's sort of like AA meetings, where they believe in somebody and stand behind somebody, and then to find out that the whole time that they've been drinking, or they're drug addicts or frauds, what do you think that person's going to do? You hurt them mentally and emotionally. You screw up their entire life when you do things to people. You don't think about others when you do things. You don't think about it. All you think about it is your own personal needs, wants, and desires, and laughs, you know, making a joke for yourself. at others' expense. At others' expense that are actually hurting. Whether or not you believe in this stuff, or whether you don't believe in this stuff, you are still hurting somebody in reality, physically. You are hurting somebody. And that just makes you a dirt ball.
If you fooled that one person is fooled.
Okay, Fred. Well, you believe what you want to believe, and they can believe what they want to believe. It's your option to do so, dude. I mean,
All right. Well, we're gonna believe what we want to believe. We're gonna believe the truth, as opposed to the lie that you've been telling.
Whatever, dude.
It's whatever. You cannot even man up. Not even now. You can't even do it now.
Fred.
Fred.
I wish you well, man.
Come on, Fred.
I wish you well, buddy.
I can see him running in the street in his underwear. Fred! Come on, Fred!
I had the utmost respect for you, man. When I spoke to you, you see me, guy. You know what I mean?
That's because I didn't lie to you, John! I never lied to you!
Fred.
But you're a liar, John, and you can't even take the first step in going, okay, I did that, Fred. You know what, Fred? I'm sorry. All right, I'm sorry to you. I'm not sorry to everybody else, but I'm sorry to you, Fred. You can't even do that.
He needs to be sorry to everybody else.
That's horrible. That's like mental dysfunction right there. You're not manning up. You're like over 40, dude, and you can't man up right now.
No, he's 58, remember?
Look!
It's all good.
Then man up! It doesn't cost you anything!
It's all good.
Fred, I'm not in the room anymore, dude, okay? Just leave it at that, dude!
So why can't you apologize to me, at least? Damn! You respect me, but I'd rather not apologize to you!
I love that part. Damn!
You respect me, but I'd rather not apologize to you.
Oh, I just love that part. Damn!
You respect me, but I'd rather not apologize to you.
Dude, that's because of what I didn't do, Fred.
What do you mean you didn't do? Are you admitting you didn't talk into the mic? Are you admitting you weren't the voice? Is that what you're trying to convince me of?
Okay, hold on one second.
Into the mic? Are you admitting you weren't the voice? Is that what you're trying to convince me of? Like, I'm such an idiot still. Like, that's how much respect you have for me. I'm an idiot still.
Dude, there's been plenty enough that I wasn't at cam here when I wasn't even home and they picked up. Come on, dude. Of course, I know. How do I know that? At the time, you weren't even there. That's when I had my most trusted mods in there. But making me believe.
Oh, now he's blaming it on the mods.
Let me just say this to you. When I be gone and I go to work and... These people, hell, half the damn time, they wouldn't let me sleep because they call me on my damn phone and say, hey, listen, man.
Oh, this is the mod's fault now.
Check it. Or if I'm at damn work. I mean, these people.
Okay, so now it was Timmy's fault. It's the mod's fault. It was his computer's fault. It's everybody else's fault. It's even Fred's fault, even though he has respect for him. Damn!
People, if you want to talk about I'm talking about Sid, Richard. These people have me convinced I had damn demons in my own damn house.
Is that almost like the guys from Ghost Lab? Bam! You got the bam, and then you got the damn.
I don't know what I got in my damn house, but they sure hell had me convinced. I mean, I'm not lying to you. You could be at work, and these people be calling me or text me. Something's going on in there, man.
So let me get this straight. You have the habit of giving your actual phone number to complete strangers over the internet?
My mods had my number.
Now it's his mod's fault.
Your mods are people you don't know. You met them on the internet.
Dude, I knew them 6 months, almost 6 months before I even did that. 6 months, Fred. And that was in Timmy's room. Before we all got banned. Dude. But I'm telling you, they did the same damn thing, Fred. They sat there and told me I had shit in my damn house. I had a damn roof. If you want to talk about fake, Ruth.
Blame it on Ruth now.
I'm sure you know who she is. That woman gave people in my room. That woman had people praying in my damn room.
Now it's Ruth's fault.
She's not telling you the truth.
How dare you pray in that room? How dare you pray for other people? What kind of a sick, twisted person are you to pray for other people? How dare you?
She told me shit about me. She wasn't even close.
What are you talking about, Ruth? Praying your room? I mean, we're again. You're deflecting. I'm not so simple minded here.
But I'm trying to tell you that there was other people in my room that I was supposedly supposed to trust. That's telling me I got things in my house, Fred.
But you're the man in the house. So why would you believe some random strangers? This is where I'm coming to you from. You're pushing me all over there, and I'm coming all the way right back here and just bringing it back to your table.
Because you could be doing the same thing, Fred. You'd be sitting there watching my cam. You know I'm not in the house. And you're like, well, that's kind of weird. And then you mention it.
Now he's saying he wasn't in the house when he told me that he was asleep all night.
To me. Okay? And I'll be like, well, I'm not sure. But then
it's funny. You know, it's really funny how the story that I got from this guy is totally the different story that he's given him over the phone. How interesting is that? Wow. Wow, what a coincidence.
The Nightbreed Show.
You're a big fat phony. Hey, you know who lives in this house? A great big phony. That's right, a phony lives here. A big fat phony.
Jackalope.
Fat phony.
105 FM.
Welcome back to the show. And those of you in chat, a lot of you in chat, welcome. How you doing? And Spooky's supposed to be calling in here in a sec, as soon as she gets up here. Gonna try to play the rest of this phone call. Man, it's pretty long. I don't know how he got 20 minutes out of this guy. I'm surprised he didn't call and say, oh, damn, and just hang up. Wow. Man, what a bunch of dirtbags. I'm telling you, man. You know, I set this show up for you know, just to get into the paranormal and everything. But I turned it around and said, you know, I see a lot of people getting screwed. And I said, you know what? I'm going to start helping those people out. Just like, you know, when it happened to me. I'm on a mission from the Ghost Getter. Nightbreed Show, hello. Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
Well, it takes you a while, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I have so much trouble with Skype, I swear.
Yeah, I know. I know. Skype sucks.
But at least you didn't answer this time and hear me typing.
Or speaking, throwing your voice or something.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, that's quite a phone call, isn't it?
Yeah. It's still 4 minutes left on it. Damn.
Well, I gotta say, Fred did a good job on that. I mean, that was a great, great phone call.
Yeah, I he really got more out of him than he realizes. He got a lot more out of him.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he sure did.
He did better than I could have, that's for sure.
Oh, John sounds like, though, he's starting to panic a little bit.
Fred kind of sounds like a game show host. Yes. You lie! Damn!
I just love that.
Expect to hear the boom, boom, boom.
I was in John's channel when I first heard about him, and that night he just happened to be banning psychics. And I knew he was a fake then. I went in there, I didn't sense a thing in his house.
Oh, nice.
And I was sitting there, you know, and I was talking to him, and every once in a while I'd hear something, and he'd say, did you hear that? Now behave, Zozo. Did you hear Zozo? And I'd always tell him no.
Oh, no.
He asked me that several times, and finally I think he just got ticked off because he quit talking to me.
Oh, here's another one. They just gave me another site that's possibly his site that he started a new one. It's Ustream. It's Karate Man 889's show. I don't know if it's the same guy or not. Allegedly, this is the same guy. And I see some person saying this is really cool. I saw the post about the channel on Twitter, MySpace, AIM, Facebook. I followed you. Hey, you guys, you catch yesterday's show. Was crazy. Wow, this is live. This is awesome. How often do you broadcast? my friend just told me to come watch this. And right now it's offline and it has no videos up there, but I'm going to be watching this channel.
Well, he's got followers out there. I mean, you know, there are people out there that actually believe this guy is legitimate.
Yeah. And apparently, I don't know if these people were, you know, just playing around to see it or not, but it looks like they got new. He's got new followers on this channel now. People watching it.
Kung Fu says he doesn't think it's him.
Well, hopefully not. That's why I said allegedly and supposedly, so I won't get in trouble for it. But we're going to keep an eye out on it because I know the guy's going to be back, and I know he's going to be.
Sure he is.
Yeah. And now there's somebody else out there that's stealing from other people, stealing ghost group names and then buying copyrights from them, from these names.
Oh, really?
Yep. Taking other people's names, like ghost groups like in Ohio and convention names and all that, and she runs to the courthouse and buys the copyrights to them so she can steal them from them. Not to mention, she's also charging for psychic stuff and everything else. So this person is on my next hit list of dirt balls.
Do we know who this is?
I don't know, but according to, this come from one of the people from Parachallenge Radio, that this person has 1,500, he's got 1,500 friends on his list that is on the same as her list. And she's on my friends list, too, and I didn't even know that. So she's probably on your friends list. No, it's not Shannon. It sounds like it. It's pretty damn close.
You know,
close.
I was thinking that. It sounded like something Shannon would be doing.
This sounds exactly like that to me. And I look at this, and I'm thinking, okay, this person, I need more evidence on them. But there's a site on here that he wrote that this person gave all kinds of evidence on what she's doing. You know, all kinds of different things that she's been up to.
Andrea wants to know if she's on JTV.
And now she claims she's a paranormal. She also claims that she's a criminal profiler.
That, a criminal profiler?
Yeah, helping out. She's got forensic skills.
That's kind of calling the kettle like black, isn't
right.
it? I mean, it sounds like what she's doing is criminal.
Yeah, even though, by law, she can buy the copyrights out for anybody else does if they don't have the copyrights. But still, your morals are jacked up. It's still morally wrong for somebody to put their time and their effort and their put their ass on the line and their reputation on the line for someone to not even budge or even work or even put lift a finger and then steal it from them. It's morally wrong. I've had it happen to me. It's morally wrong. So this person runs amok, just like, you know, other people we know runs amok and makes off like, hey, this is a great site that I discovered, that I, you know, come to my site. It's the most awesome site. It's the most amazing thing that I did, even though I steal it from other people. That is just criminal to me.
Yes, it
personally.
Is. Yes, it is. I don't know what to say about this. I mean, that just blows my mind.
This is going on a lot.
What is she doing with them? Is she selling the names? Is she making money off of this? What is she doing?
Yeah, she's making money. She's charging people for, here's Kat. She says she's a thief and a fraud, and she's on about 500 of my friends' list. She has gone as far as paying $300 to register teen convention and blogger names to steal, and charges $150 for 30 minutes, I guess, on her psychic thing. Yeah, she charges $150.
You know, you can go to some psychic sites and get you a free mini reading for 5 minutes.
You know,
that's how they get you anyway.
Why even charge anyway when you got like a ton and a buttload of people that apparently are on my friends list and everything else? Not, I'm not promoting it because I don't promote this sort of thing, But why, you know, you can go to any psychic that doesn't charge.
That's right.
You know, I don't understand that. Just like they have certain people that are so way ahead of themselves with their head up their butt, and they honestly think that they can go out wherever and charge for travel fees and charge for this and that just to investigate your house. Like they're so high and mighty that they have to charge. Not even Jason and Grant charges to go in your house. At least not no. that I'm aware of. And if they did, people would be all over it. So what makes them think that they can do such a thing? Then nobody knows who these people are.
And is she claiming to be a psychic?
Yes. For a criminal profiler, psychic medium. She charges $150 for 30 minutes.
You know what? I don't know any psychic that charges that much.
Sylvia Brown, I think, charges that, maybe more. I think she charges for like 10 minutes or something, 20 minutes.
Yeah, and she probably sits there and argues with you for 30 minutes.
She's completely wrong about all of it.
Yeah. I watched her on a show, on one of those daytime talk show things, and she was giving this woman a reading, and this woman says, "I don't know anybody like that." She goes, "Yes, you do."
Yeah.
He says, "Well, you know, I mean, every time she would say something, this woman would say, well, that doesn't sound right." "Yes, it is. Listen to me. I'm telling you this." You know, I mean, Sylvia Brown just, I wouldn't trust a reading from her.
Yeah, there are people that would pay, Ruth. There are people that are dumb enough out there to pay for these frauds. There are people, apparently, there are people out there that follow people like that. I mean, look at the Zozo guy. I mean, come on. There are people following him and actually trying to help this jackrabbit, whatever he is.
You know, I can't understand this guy. He's sitting there faking this voice, and he's on camera. Don't you know that when you perpetrate a fraud, you don't videotape it?
I don't understand that either.
How stupid is that?
I was a bit confused because I was sitting there going, okay, now, was somebody recording him? Did he record himself? How did this work? Because does he not realize that he is on camera? Does he not see this? And who is the guy that was sitting next to him looking at him like he had a guilt look on his face? That's what I want to know. And why didn't he speak up?
And it's like you say, I mean, from what I understand, the guy is in his 40s, but he's pulling something that a high schooler would pull.
I mean, he claims to be 58 on his profile.
Oh, he does.
Yeah. Kind of.
Well, still, he's an immature 58.
He doesn't even look over 50.
I mean, you know, this whole thing is something that a high schooler would pull as a prank. And what made this guy think he could get away with it?
I don't know, but, you know, I find it highly hilarious how I tore this guy apart on my show, and it was forgotten in less than a month. And all of a sudden, now he gets found out. Everybody's like, oh, I can't believe that he was faking that. I'm in shock. Like, how can you be shocked? I told you that he was faking it. You think I was joking?
You had a show about,
yeah,
about that. You and I talked about that.
Right. Even Draxel called in and was making a joke about it, playing with the mic and going hello and stuff like,
yeah,
that.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, I think maybe he even showed up in the chat room one night, didn't he?
Yeah, he was there. He was there in my chat room the night that I was talking about it, and he was still lying. He was still full of it. But do you know what was funny, though? His own mods were saying, you know, John, that is pretty funny. He did make an ass out of you.
That's because you did. Boy, Fred really made an ass out of him, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
I laughed through that whole thing. When I listened to that conversation, I laughed through the whole thing. I thought, oh, this is killing me. I laughed so hard my sides hurt for days.
Would you talk about this phone call?
Yeah.
Well, here's the last 4 minutes of that.
You mentioned to me again and again and again and again, watching this or this.
But why, if this is the fact, then why is it that these people can make highlights of your bullshit, but they can't make highlights of the reality that's going on that you're talking about?
Fred, these are the same people that I banned from the damn room. And they're pissed off. Just like if you ban people from your room, you know how people get pissed off.
Yeah, we were the ones that were banned from the room. Half the people in my chat room, half the people that deal with my show were banned from that room because we exposed him for who he was, and we got banned.
See, when I went in there, I did not tell him who I was. I did not tell him anything about this show. I went in there like I stumbled onto it.
Yeah.
And I was asking questions, and he kept saying, "Now, Zozo, be nice. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? He's talking."
Right.
You know, and I claimed I didn't hear it.
I think he does have something mentally, dysfunctionally wrong with him.
Yeah, but John, there's a difference between people getting banned because they're saying, "Hey, it looks like your lips are moving," and another reason for someone getting banned going, this guy's an asshole for no reason.
But what I'm saying to you, dude, the same mod you got in your room, look, take shit for instance.
Sid. Nice blaming Sid. Now he's blaming Sid.
And have people freaking out so much that they left the damn room. He did that. And like I said, look, dude, you know, I don't know whether even I didn't see it, but he kept telling people that. I'm talking about Sid and Richard played that thing.
Now it's Richard's fault.
And I told him, look, you know, I don't want nobody coming here complimenting demons. I don't want to end my damn show. They wouldn't stop. That's why Richard got kicked.
So let me get this straight. When someone talks about a demon, it's a compliment? It's not. So when you see like a lighter on the floor, we're just supposed to call it the fire stick? We can't call it a lighter?
They're sitting there trying to praise a freaking demon. I'm not going to sit there and praise a freaking demon.
How is it praising when they just talk about it?
Now, wait a minute. What did he just say? He just said, I'm not going to sit there and praise a demon. But what do you think that is when you sit there and make up a Zozo voice and act like a demon and trick people into thinking there's a real demon in your house and laughing and making a joke? What do you think that's called?
It's called a fraud.
It's called praising a demon. When you make it a joke and you try to get popular off of it, that is praise. Ain't that the same thing?
Yeah, I would say so.
Mr. Contradiction. Absolutely. There. Yeah.
You know what, though? Messing around with something like that will get you in trouble because if he thinks that, you know, I mean, if he doesn't have a demon in there now, he's going to keep going and keep going until he does.
Well, he sure is going to fall on his face now. I'd be laughing if one showed up and said, "Hey, I'm Zozo. What's up? What's up, man?" My friends call me Z.
But it should have been a red flag to anybody that went into that channel when he sat there and was acting like he was controlling the demon. You do not control a demon.
Right.
They're going to do what they want to do. They might let you think you're controlling them, but that's not what's happening.
Yeah, that's a whole different ball game there. You're being manipulated and don't even know it.
Yeah.
Just like this whole fraud thing was probably a manipulation, and they didn't even know that, realize that he was being manipulated. Although I don't want to say that, because then he'll turn around and blame it. I was framed.
Well, the thing of it is, though, that some of the people that he manipulated still believe in him.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter how many channels he starts, and he'll show up again. Don't
oh,
think
yeah.
he won't
oh,
for
yeah.
a minute. He'll show up again, and he'll have his followers.
I'm waiting for that to happen. I'm waiting for that to happen, because when he shows up again, I'm going to be right there on his doorstep waiting for that to happen.
Yep.
Definitely. I'm going to be waiting for that. So, I don't know. And he will, and I'm going to be looking. And I'm going to be, I hope sooner or later somebody, next time this sort of thing happens, people believe what I tell them. Because it kind of, you know, I'm glad in one form or fashion, but I'm kind of, it kind of bothers me that people didn't listen to what I told them. But, you know, that's.
Well, you know what? One, two, maybe a dozen people did listen to you. But there's going to be those people that no matter, I mean, you know, you can beat them in the head. They're not going to listen. They're going to believe what they want to believe. They're going to listen to who they want to listen to. And sooner or later, those people will open up their eyes.
Yeah.
And they will realize just exactly what this guy is.
Well, I'm glad they did this time. I'm definitely glad they finally seen it this time.
You know, scientists have to actually call what it is, so that they can identify it.
These two idiots sitting there saying, come on, demon, hurt somebody. Throw the dial across the room.
It's called provoking, John. It's called provoking.
I know it's provoking.
I don't believe in that either.
And you're not sure I don't either. That will definitely get you in trouble.
So you mean to tell me you'd allow that in your room? You would allow that in your room?
Okay. Here's the deal. Here's the deal with my room. You see the room that I have your videos in? That is not my room. That is a room I made up to demonstrate to everybody the way that you were fooling people. That is what that is. That is not my room, John. That is not my room. My room has over hundreds of thousands of views. It has over thousands of followers. That is my room. This is a mock room to show the people that you.
Not very smart man, is he?
But you're the mistake not you're at making all. Right now. You're leaving the same people that I had in my room that did.
That were questioning you, the same people that were questioning you when you they were calling you out for what you were doing as a fraud. Those same people?
Swear to God on my kids' lives, the same damn people.
Yeah, it's the same people calling you out as a fraud. That's who they are. You didn't want them to know.
Sid, I mean Fred. They were the people that were freaking damn people out there.
He's over there saying that he was exposing frauds.
Where are you? You got the same people.
Well, maybe it takes a fraud to expose a fraud.
Yeah, maybe it takes a fraud to see a con artist to see a con artist. That's right.
Anything. They're pointing out a fact. They're laughing at a fraud, John.
Fred.
No, John, I'm showing them a video of you fraudulently saying that there's ghosts and that there's a voice of a demon, and they're watching. People that never been in your room are in there watching that. It doesn't matter that they were your old mods. There's people that weren't your mods that are in there watching you.
People from my show.
Make a fool of yourself.
Dude, just get people in there and know what they're doing. That's all I'm saying. Dude.
But you don't know what
you're doing. That's what I'm saying to you. I respect what you're saying. I don't care if you respect what I'm saying. I respect what you're saying. You know?
What?
You got reputable people in there. You know? That's fine. You ain't got nobody in there that knows jack.
Oh, that's a nice thing to say about his mods. You got people in there that know jack.
About what, John? About what? This is a comedy. This isn't a drama. This is a comedy. And you are the star.
Okay, well, thank you. But
right? He takes the compliment. He was being sarcastic. Well, thank you.
No, that is entertainment. Then there's drama. Then there's a comedy. Guess what, John? You're the comedy.
He should be a politician.
You're not the star. You're not the entertainer. You're the comedy. The comedy. The guy that they laugh at. Because you got caught.
Zozo for governor.
And you say you don't care. I would.
What? Fred.
Fred.
At least he knows who he's talking to.
Yeah.
I bet he has said
you're
Fred at least 100 times.
You're on
Ustream. Fred. No, he was. And I caught him on it.
Go there right now.
All right. Well, if you shut it off, good for you. That's probably the safest, best thing to do. But I'll have you know one thing, John, before I let you go, because this is just going nowhere. You're just defending yourself in a real, real pathetic manner because you're not even manning up to what you did. Before I let you go, I do want to say that you will be on radio shows.
Here we go.
You're going to be famous, but not in the way you want to be. Your name, your actual name, your place of living.
That's cool.
Your information, your actual person is going to be exploited in a very condescending, negative way throughout airwaves and internet waves.
Why, thank you.
And you haven't talked to everybody on Facebook. I know that. Because they're still accepting my invite.
Good luck with your slander, man. Okay?
Slander.
It's not slander. It's pointing out the truth. It was slander if I were lying about you, but I'm not lying about you. I'm pointing out the truth.
All right, friend. Well, have a good one anyway, dude.
You have a good night, sir.
All right, man. Have a good one. Bye.
You know, apparently John has never heard the saying, when you find yourself in a hole, stop digging.
And he keeps digging and digging and digging deeper. And he's picking up more people, I'm sure of it.
Oh, sure he is. Oh. And he reminds me of a politician. It's everybody's fault but his.
Right.
Everybody's fault but his.
Good golly. Can we get
and
any
he
worse?
He had plenty of people to blame it on, too, didn't he?
Can we get any worse than that? Oh, man. You got to give Fred some credit for that.
Oh, yeah. Fred did an excellent job. I'll say one thing for him. He kept on him. He kept on him. Fred is quick. He's quick on his feet, apparently.
I would definitely keep that phone call because that phone call may mean something in the future.
Yeah, it just might.
The guy
I said, John's going to show up again. He's going to rear his ugly head again. And when he does, hopefully we'll all be there to catch him.
He's probably already getting calls from the Travel Channel.
Probably. He'll be the next one with a paranormal reality show right after the Ghost Adventure Guys.
Right. Exactly.
But I just can't understand, though, what he got out of all of this. Did he get his kicks? You know, was it all a big joke, or did he really think he could get away with this? Did he think that he would never get caught?
No, he didn't. I don't know. Like you said, I think he just didn't care. He just didn't care about getting caught. I think he thought it was a big joke. He's making a mockery out of everybody else. I think that's what it is. He just doesn't give a damn. So, I don't know.
You have to admit, though, he picked a good thing to do it with, you know, the paranormal. Because that is something that a lot of people really aren't sure about. And it's something that he might have been able to get away with.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. I'm still laughing at this guy. You know, I'm going to be laughing at it for weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Big, you're a phony. Big, fat phony.
Pay me enough money, I'll stand in front of John's house with a sign that says a big, fat phony lives here.
Maybe we should call up the Baptist church lady or whatever her name is.
Yeah.
That's what we need to do.
Well, we can always stick the Westboro Baptist Church on him.
Yeah, there you go. Let them stand outside in the back of their house and come after them.
Yeah, they'll stand out there with signs for free. They'll even pay their own way.
Right. And that's what I've said, Ruth. I already said it before. Anybody that wants to have a paranormal group, don't join Darlington, South Carolina's paranormal group because it's mixed up. It's messed up. Oh, I got to run. Cat's telling me to get off.
Yeah. Well, I will talk to you next Friday then, yeah. And you have a great weekend.
Yeah, and I want to continue this demonic discussion because I've been trying to do it, and this came up and kind of threw me off. So
yeah,
I want to continue it. So I'll probably do that for about an hour, this for about an hour next week, and call in at about 10 o'clock next week.
Okay.
All right.
I will do that.
All right.
All right. All right, Gigi. You have a good weekend, and I will talk to you Friday.
I'll talk to you later.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Wow, spooky, everybody.
We have come to an end of our Ghost Getter education.
I want somebody to use his f***ing brain that's up-tempo, and I gotta talk about a f***ing dog dying.
Do you think you've learned something?
One more word out of you and you go. Is that clear? Who the hell are you, anyway?
We are drawing to a close, and we are out of here.
Do it live! I'll write it, and we'll do it live! F***ing thing sucks!
The Nightbreed Show.
I want to thank everybody.
How was it? Oh. I hope it was good because it's useless now, isn't it? F*** sake, man, you're amateur.
I want to thank everybody tonight for joining us. Till next week. To reach me, you can find me on Facebook, keyword The Nightbreed Show, or keyword Mike the Ghost Getter, Mike Ghost Getter on the Facebook, or The Nightbreed Show at yahoo.com. You can find me on there. Add me on Facebook. You'll find me on there if you need to get a hold of me about more of this. Scuzzballs, frauds, and everything else. Be sure and reach me there. Thank you, Kat the Mod, and my assistant for being here, Draxel the Mod. Quote me on that, the Mod. Richard, Squirrels, Teddy, Red Cherry, Who, Spooky, Coco, Raven, Kung Fu Lies, Richard, Death Dealer, Andrea, Joe, Sid, Joe, Kinky Cat, Sparky Elk, and those of you listening, JackalopeRadio.com, Jackalope 105 FM. Thank you for being here. Until next week, Reverse Radio, Thursday night, 10 Central, and The Nightbreed Show, Friday, 9 Central. Till then, see ya.